Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Oh, look at this. Woo! And we have our question master, Tiffany.
Hello.
Yay! So thank you so much for being here with us. And thank you for being patient with us as we have, our lives play out in on different weeks. And so we do our best to be here and be with you because that's where we want to be. But sometimes life happens.
Yep, and life
And
happened last week. So, yeah.
I'm glad you're here and I'm glad you're all here. And anyway,
Yay.
welcome. Make sure you tell us where you're from. Shine your light, do your part, be the beacon in your area on your grid. That is so cool. Just acknowledging where you are and that you're here. That's like 90, they're saying 95%. Wow, cool.
Oh, all right then.
Yeah, do it. No
Will
matter when you're
shall.
listening, no matter what time, when you come in later and you're listening to the replay, that's okay. It doesn't matter at all when it's that you do it. It's
I
so they're
keep
kind of
hearing the
pushing on
Shine
that.
Bright Like a Diamond song in my head. Now it's going to be
Ah,
stuck in there
cool.
all day. Shine bright like a diamond.
Nice.
Get in there and get your name in there. I think we just need to right now just summons all the souls that are like, oh, are they live? Are they not live? Because, we've been juggling that around. We are live. Come join us.
What
Come.
are we?
I'm going to apologize to my YouTube followers too, because I haven't been on there either. But, things happen.
You've had stuff going on.
Got stuff going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm still tired, so I might
Well,
be
yeah,
like,
you're in the middle of a class. I
I'm
mean,
in.
kudos to you. I tried to give her an out today. She wouldn't take it. She's like, no, I think I can do it.
I think
She's been.
so. I've missed too many. Yeah. So.
Yep.
But yeah, so we got a level 3 class going with some pretty amazing, again, amazing students. And it's just, it's just so fun to get to meet people all around the world doing this work. And we get to talk about your mom, and we get to talk about all the cool things. And every class, I think I get an even deeper appreciation for this work, for the people that are doing it, for the things that, it helps so many people and the stories we get to hear with that. And so, if you guys ever doubt, if you're a practitioner and you're just wondering what the heck am I doing, you're in the right place doing the right thing. And this is such an amazing modality. And what I will say that is one of the things you say all the time is like, it's so easy. Just follow the script.
Yeah,
It's just like it's
exactly. Just
all right there.
it's all right there. You
And
just follow it. Don't change it. There's no need to change it.
no need
I
to
mean,
change it.
one of the claims out there is that we don't allow it to evolve, and that's why, they have to change the script and stuff like that. And it's like, oh my gosh, you don't understand QHHT at all. Then it evolves all on its own. You just follow, you have the foundation, you follow the script, and it goes where it's gonna go. That's evolution. You can't get any more
It's
involved
built
than
in. Yeah,
that.
it really is built in. And, I think it's our own egos to get in the way. We want to think, oh, well, there's so much more, we could do this or that, but it's built in. So if the client is there and they're ready, they're going to go there naturally, and you've got the tools to take them through it. So, yeah. Anyways, so I'm
No,
just
it's
kind of in
total
that
ego to
place
think that
today.
you have to add something. And I'll just say it like it is. It's total ego. If you
Yeah.
have to add something that it's not complete, that you need to do more, something else, whatever, that you, because we're dealing with something that's way beyond ego, way beyond physical 3D consciousness, So it's like, and that's where it's, the 3D is trying to control this 5D and beyond, this higher thing. And it's, I guess I'm in a mood today.
You don't do it. You don't have to change a thing.
You don't have to mess with it. It's beautiful and perfect just as it is.
Yeah. And anyways, yeah, I mean, I could be telling stories, but I don't have permission to share some of, I would need to talk to the students to share their story, so we won't do that. But just having an incredible time evolving with them. And that's the beauty of it too, is every time I teach, I evolve myself. I learn something, I'm growing, I'm expanding. And so I'm just blessed. And thank you for allowing me that privilege of getting to do the classes.
Absolutely.
So,
Oh, yeah.
yeah. So all of you out there, hope that one day we'll all get to cross paths and share our stories together and do those types of things. And I know that we're getting really close to launching some information that will bring us all together. So,
Very close. Very, very close.
yeah. So that'll be fun. So we're just killing time right now. Wait, all of you are sticking your where are you from information in the chat room. So if you just got here, tell us where you're from. And if you have a question, Julia and I would love to dive into that question, put both hands into your question. So ask, yeah, that's right, we're going down. Ask your question by putting Tiffany in capital letters. And if you are familiar with this at all, we like Princess Tiffany, Queen Tiffany. What was the official title?
Question
Question
master.
Master. Question Master Tiffany. You guys know how to get creative with it.
Yeah,
Capital
butterfly. She's a
letters,
butterfly. She's, all
emojis.
the beautiful,
Yeah.
precious, and whatever.
Yeah, put
Those
it on there.
things.
The more flashy, blingy things you put on there, the more likely she'll see it.
Yeah, she
So,
does like that. She does like,
yeah. So Tiffany, if you are again new to the page, is our moderator and / daughter, and what would I call her? Surrogate daughter. And so
I was
Julia's
the
daughter,
birthing
my
mother.
surrogate.
Surrogate mommy.
That's right. I claim her, but she biologically belongs to Julia, so there's nothing I can do about that. anyways, let's get some questions going so that we can just start blowing our minds apart with the
Absolutely.
information that's going to come in today.
Yeah.
So
Tiffany, come on in.
here she comes.
Hi.
Yay!
Hi.
How's
How are
it going?
you today?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Get just
Busy.
going
Sounds
dandy.
busy.
I want to use fun words like dandy. I'm doing dandy.
Oh, just dandy. I think earlier I was talking to Tiff and I said something about I was feeling cuckoo. And she's like, oh, yeah, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. That
Hey, you
was
got to
like
bring back the old slangs, all the
that's
old
right.
jingles.
That would be fun. What jingle do you remember?
Ooh, that's a good one. And
Yeah.
it might have some significance. Whatever you come up with, we can make it metaphysical.
Ooh, that would be fun. Okay, you guys put an old jingle from the past in the chat, and then the challenge will be we'll make it metaphysical.
Yeah, whatever comes to you, the first thing that comes to you, that'll be significant.
Watch, this will be our new thing now every week. Okay.
What is it
What
now?
jingle? That's funny. I think I challenged people to that before. Give me an animal and I'll make it spiritual or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, everything has metaphysics behind it. I mean, it's
Yeah.
all.
That's what we were saying today is, we're in a simulation that's constantly talking to us.
Oh, constantly. That's what
Constantly.
they've told me. Constantly, constantly. We are constantly talking to you. Constant. Just in that tone, exactly
Hope
like
they
that.
don't sound
Constantly.
like that. I feel like we're in a bad 1960s sci-fi
But that was
movie.
wild because
On
that's how
stand.
I heard it. And it's like, wow, that's just really weird that it sounds that way. And then somebody else that I know, he's an author, and I was interviewing him. This is years ago. I was interviewing him with his new book, and he was talking about his guide, and it's really cool story that he has, his guide and the journeys he takes him on. And anyway, they came through like that, and they said, he did the exact same thing. He said they're constantly talking to you. I'm like, oh
You
my gosh.
guys
Exactly.
are from the same
Why are they talking
mothership.
like
That's
that?
all. My mothership goes constantly. I I got the upgraded version.
Oh,
I
okay.
spent a little more money on my
Ah,
simulation.
okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
So funny.
let's bring the butterfly back into the
Yes.
room and she can tell us where everyone's from.
Okay, we
Constantly.
have Seattle, New York, San
Wait, I kind of
Antonio.
want you to do it in the robot voice.
Oh, goodness. Seattle, New York, San Antonio, Texas.
Thank you. I think we're gonna have to pay extra for that one.
It might take her a while to get through this. Okay, keep
My fee went up. Florida, Kentucky, Utah, California, Tucson, Sweden,
Oh,
Michigan,
okay. There we go.
North Carolina, Canada, Minnesota,
Geez,
Canada,
everywhere, you
Pacific
guys.
Northwest, London, Portland, Oregon, another Texas, Indiana, Connecticut, Canada, Ontario, New Jersey, Little Rock, Arkansas,
Woo!
Canada, Wisconsin, Bali,
Wow,
Denmark.
Bali. I think that's the first time on Bali, isn't it?
That's it's Desiree.
I was
Oh,
going to say,
Desiree.
is
Hi,
that one of the
Desiree.
ones we know?
That's right. I just don't know if you've, I don't know. Why did it jump out at me this time? Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Connecticut, Michigan, South Carolina, Texas, Washington, Minnesota,
Guys are
South
everywhere.
Carolina, Utah, California, Australia, New York, Canada, Tennessee,
Love
please
it.
hold, Australia. I got some jingles in here, so we'll come back to
Oh,
that.
great.
Oh, yay. Pennsylvania,
Love
Arizona, New York, slowing down, DC, Australia, Toronto. Woo.
Wonderful. Yay. Look at you shining your lights. I love it.
No kidding. Buzzing. We're buzzing. All right, you
Okay.
ready for the first jingle? I'm a little Yes. nervous about All this right. first jingle, but here we go. Snap, crackle, pop.
Oh, I love it.
Do we have to name what brand that is? Rice
Rice
Krispie Treats. Or
Krispies.
Rice Krispies. Yeah. I guess you make the treats later when you add the marshmallow.
But that's
Rice
snap,
Krispies.
crackle, pop. I mean, that could be, or that your joints.
Coming from the soul speak perspective, that might mean you've got blockages.
Yeah, maybe it's something wrong with your path.
Now, snap, crackle, pop to me might mean an awakening series.
Oh,
Snap, I got it. Crackle, whoa, my mind just opened. Pop, I'm metaphysical now.
There we go.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
Let's see. What do they want to tell us? What is snap, crackle, pop?
Yeah, we may not have enough information, but anyway, we're gonna we those are two different.
What was the name of the person that posted that? Alyssa St. Clair. Alyssa, snap, crackle, pop. I feel like there's going to be kind of like a little surprise because isn't that what the commercial was? It's kind of like you put it in your mouth and it snap, crackle, pops and it surprises you
Well,
because
no,
it's.
it did that when you put the milk, when you put the milk in the cereal, it would do all the
Oh.
noises, snap, crackle, pop.
Okay. One more ingredient and you're going to have snap, crackle, pop. Yeah. Okay, so anything else on joints or?
Just, a lot of times that's how I, when I get up and I start moving after I've been sitting down for a while, it's like I'll say that a lot of times, snap, crackle, pop.
True. Yeah. Now, so after you get up though and snap, crackle, pop, then you feel better, right? Then you're able to start moving.
Yeah, it's
So,
lubricated then and it's just going. So
right? And
it's just that first part. It sometimes they pop and I just it's just a pop and I just say, oh, snap, crackle, pop.
I just can see how many times I can get her to say it. Snap, crackle, pop. So, yeah, I think there's going to be something really magical coming, like a cereal that'll go snap, crackle, pop. That's pretty fun cereal. Something good's coming. All All right, the right. next one's really good. Okay. The Toys R Us jingle, if you
Oh
don't
my God.
recall, where a kid can be a kid.
Oh, I love it.
Do we even
don't know what
have
that is.
to
It, I don't want to grow
to
up. I'm a
translate
Toys
now?
R Us kid. That's all I remember of it.
How did it get started?
I don't want to grow up.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R
Toys
Us
R Us
kid.
kid.
Come on,
Da
Tiffany.
da
What's the rest of it?
da
Toys R Us. I walked into like.
No.
Getting help from backstage, and that
Talking about a horror film. I don't think so. No.
gosh. Well, they don't have a Toys R Us anymore, but well, that would be like the inner child coming out.
Absolutely. I
Like
love it. Yeah, a kid
it's
can be a kid. I
a
love
kid
it.
can be a kid, and our
And see, and
we're
that's
all too
significant.
fast.
That's the line you remember. The kid can be a
Yeah.
kid. You know, so that's, I think that's about be that inner child, be yourself,
Yeah.
explore.
Remember to play, don't take life too serious. That one was
Exactly.
pretty easy to metaphysicalize it.
Yeah.
All right, I got another one.
Okay.
Okay. You deserve a break today.
Yes, you do.
Oh, that gave me chills. See ya.
You deserve a
I'm
break
out.
today. And you know who made that song? Who created it?
Yeah. No, I know
Wow,
exactly.
Tracy.
I just went
Wow.
blank. Faces, seeing faces.
You were at the concert.
I was at the concert.
Yep.
No. Barry Manilow. Thank you. I kept
Yes.
wanting to say the wrong name, and now I can't think of that one. But I was like, no, that's not who it is. Barry Manilow. Okay. You deserve a break today. Well, that one's pretty self-explanatory, too. Sometimes
Agreed.
you don't
Absolutely.
take.
See how whatever pops in, that's your message. I mean,
Yeah.
these are literal.
Yeah,
Kid can be a
and
kid and have a break today. Enjoy a break
I
today.
think we have a theme where everybody's working too hard. We need to take a break and,
Yeah.
remind ourselves it's okay to have a day off, not do anything.
Exactly. So that could have had that. It's kind of like what you were saying about the snap, crackle, pop. It's like maybe a party. That's
Right.
a party in your mouth. It's definitely in the bowl. It was a party there.
It's in the bowl. Yeah. I think what is it? The Pop Rocks that do that
Oh,
in like the
yeah.
candy. I mean, it's kind of fun. I still do it. They still make them.
They?
So, yeah. Kind of fun. So, all
Okay,
right. What
here's
else
the
we
head
got?
scratcher. It's shake and bake, and we helped. I love it. Shake, and I helped.
And I I'm thinking now of the coffee one with the second cup. He never has a second cup at home.
These are really blasts from the past. I love it.
And I helped.
Yeah, that one was that southern accent. Shake and bake
So
and I
shake and bake. Yeah. So, I mean, it makes dinner easy.
Shaking up your world.
Shaking up your world.
And I
Boy,
helped.
who has had that happen lately?
Right.
Both hands?
Well, and see, the thing you say, and I helped, that means you're a part of it. It didn't happen to you. You're fully part of
Happened
it.
for you.
You
Yeah.
create exactly. It happened for you. You were in the middle of it creating it.
Yeah. Lots of things going on over here in this world. And I can sit there and look at it and go, boy, if we weren't doing this and that person wouldn't have been there, and then we wouldn't have been, this wouldn't have happened, and then we wouldn't have been able to do that. And that, and it's like you can sit there and see the synchronicities of what played out to get people in the right place at the right time. And for good outcomes or better
Yeah.
outcomes and whatever. And so, yeah, that's definitely a thing. So shaking up your world, but remember you live in a simulation that is constantly talking
Constantly.
you.
So I would
Shake and
ask, are you
bake
feeling
and
like things are shaking up for
yeah.
you? Yeah.
And I'm gonna say Michelle noticed that her shirts match, and when we logged on, I was like, oh, we did it again.
We did. Yeah, they're muted and same lines
Same
pattern.
lines, and yeah. Anyway, so we're just in sync. Okay, what's our next one? We got any more?
Where's the beef?
I knew that one had to come in. I mean, who doesn't remember that little old lady? Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what came in, what said, when she said that just now, is authenticity.
Yeah.
Being authentic, because that's what it's about. Yeah, what's real is where's
Yeah.
the real beef, you know? So being authentic.
Yep. I like that too. Now you could also like beef is supposed to be like two people having a problem with each other, right? They have a beef with each other. So where's the beef? Where are you holding something that you need to let go of? That could be something too. So
I
are you
wouldn't have
holding
thought
on to
of that
something?
direction.
I'm just trying to think of any other like.
I just go with the first thing that came in, and that was authenticity.
That's right.
Oh.
No more simulated meat. Maybe not the real thing. That's good. You guys
It. This is
are good.
fun.
Yeah. I like this. You guys are getting creative. I was trying to think of some jingles when we were talking about it because it seems like there's some good ones out there
Well, now I've got
you
these
grew up
jingles in
on.
my head.
You got what in your
I
head?
have these jingles in my, I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
I know. I wish we could remember the rest of that.
It's not what you're saying, TJ.
But he was born in the wrong generation. He was at the end of Toys R Us when they
I
were
think he
going
saw a
out
horror
of
movie with it
business.
in it or something, and that's what he was
Oh,
saying.
you
It's
know,
like that.
they made that TV
Oh,
show or that movie with the guy that lived in the Toys R Us store for a while.
okay. He said they still exist.
Oh, they do still exist.
Oh,
Oh.
okay.
Okay. I did not know
Probably
that.
because we don't have little kids.
We
Oh, that's in the mall near him. Okay. Well, cool.
Yeah, the
That's
one near
probably, was
us
that what
shut
you're talking
down.
about anyway? Okay. All right. We'll have to get that story after the show.
I guess so. We were sitting there reading it. Like, what else? What else?
Anything else, Tiff?
You want jingles or questions?
Ooh, maybe
Both.
mix it up a little bit. Give us a question, then if there's more jingles, we'll do another one of those.
Okay. Question. Julia, do you have a favorite convoluted universe book? I recently got all five, and I'm curious if you have one you like the most. I
Oh
have read
my.
books of your mother's, but have not started this series yet.
They're individual. I mean, each one has their own context and flavor. They don't build off of each other. I mean, toward the end, they kind of might be some additional information, but each one's standalone. The first one, I'm just going to go into a little bit, but it's like, as far as a favorite, I mean, this might help what I remember about them. The first one is when she first kind of came into all this information. It's like, what do you want to know? We can, you know, and she's like, well, don't ask me that. I want to know everything. And so, and that's when she realized she had this source of all knowledge. And so she's like, gosh, I want to know all the things I've ever been curious about, you know, all the myths, the mysteries, the, you know, I want to know what's behind them. Are they real? And so that's where she was going after those. And so it's all these really cool things, the Sphinx, the, you know, a lot of the Bible stories, a lot of different things. It's like, what's real here? And the mythological creatures, whatever, you know, we grew up thinking, you know, they're myths, you know, and no, there's truth behind every single one of them. And so that was really fun. The sec and then each one, okay, and the second she was doing different, it's like themes and stuff. And I remember it might have been Convoluted Universe 2 that goes into a lot of Egyptian things. I know we had the Sphinx on the first one, but I think there's more as far as like the cat people, and yeah, that's when we start getting into some of these different lives on other planets and kind of where they are, you know, what they're like. So every one of them opens your mind and to just other possibilities. So that's why it's hard to say a favorite. Probably as we went 3, 3, 4, and 5, then she was starting to go into the new children. You know, it's like all the new ones, the volunteers. And then that's when she even, you know, then she wrote The Volunteers of the New Earth. Because and then she was taking stories out of these books as well as adding more material that she got, and so she was compiling all of that, so it was in one place. So you'll start seeing that rolling in probably about 3, and then keeps on for so that you know you're getting more and more information on that. Yeah, a favorite.
Like That's like taking all your favorite candy and telling you you can only have one flavor.
Yeah, which one's your favorite? Well, it depends on my mood. You know, it's just so, I mean, you don't have to read them in a certain order, but since you've got them all, I'd say just start with the first one. Every time you see, you know, in a series or actually all of Mom's books, you'll see how she evolved, how she was evolving with her work as she was going, because they would be over years this material was coming out. And so, quite, she would ask questions a little differently. She had different understandings. She'd have more understanding, you know, or she, different things like that. So that's where you can see her evolution, with her, with the work. You can see how her beliefs started changing. That's what I mean by evolution. It's really cool because some people say, well, Dolores said this, like in one of her first books. And it's like, you have to understand that was her understanding from
At
that
that
point of
time,
view. As she kept going, you'll see it shift and change as it keeps going, because she's learning more and she's understanding more. So, and that's what we will all do as we are exposed to this information. So, and that's what, just read it and see what resonates, because it might be something. If it doesn't resonate, maybe that was an earlier book. And then if you keep reading, it's like, oh, I see where she shifted. You know, it's not that she contradicts or anything. It's just that she has maybe a more expanded knowledge or an understanding.
Yeah, it would be silly to think that she's going to have that same understanding from book one to book five. If she's not evolving, then what's the point? And so,
Exactly. Yeah, it was for her as much as all of us. And that's why she wrote it, because she's like, this is new to me. And if I don't know this, and I, you know, it, then maybe others don't know this. And that's why she put it in book form. It's like, and she loved to write, so that the two came together. And it's like, maybe others would enjoy this. And you know, and then everybody's, oh my gosh, yeah, this is mind expanding, mind blowing, and that's what's wonderful. That's what the Convoluted Universe books are. They, that's what she said, they'll bend your mind like a pretzel. You may not always understand what's going on in there. Just keep going, just let it digest. Things are happening on other levels, and you'll have probably really cool dreams. You know, because you're opening up the things. If you don't get it, it's okay. Just keep going. It's digesting in there.
Very good.
But very
So they're
cool.
all her
Enjoy.
favorite. That's what she's saying. They're
They're all,
all
they
her
all have their
favorite.
own flavor. And so that's why it's really hard to say one. Yep.
All right.
Have fun with
What's
them.
next?
A big, wide, happy, ear-to-ear Kool-Aid smile.
Oh, Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah. What was the Kool-Aid song? I just remember him busting through walls. That's all I remember. I don't remember if there was a song with it.
Kool-Aid Man.
Do you remember? I
Seems
think
like there's a
Tiffany,
jingle
but
with
you didn't. I
that.
thought maybe she knew.
No, I don't. I just
Oh,
remember the,
okay.
oh yeah, when he bust
That
through
was okay. Oh yeah, and he's busting through.
between the two of you and the robot voice.
Constantly, and oh
Constantly,
yeah.
booyah.
But the big ear-to-ear smile. Yeah, he was always smiling. So that kind of is, yeah, the joy, the have fun. It goes back to also like the child.
Yeah, the inner child, and he's busting through, and they're playing, and they're having a good
Busting through
time.
walls.
That's right.
No
That's a good
barriers, no
one.
boundaries.
No boundaries. Moving through it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
At least we didn't go to Don't Drink the Kool-Aid. In this case, you can. Oh, yeah. Have fun. Okay, let's see. Do we get this? Kool-Aid's here, bring you fun. Kool-Aid's got something on the run with a big, wide, happy smile, ear to ear, Kool-Aid smile.
I sure don't remember that. That sounds familiar, but I don't remember the tune.
But
Love
we're
it.
having too much fun. Okay, what else we got, Tiffany?
Emperor Tiffany.
Ooh, well played.
When you are helping someone using rods or a pendulum, is it normal to feel drained into the next day? I used
Oh.
them about an hour plus.
It shouldn't. It would depend on what you're doing, I suppose. How are you running your energy with that? Because I assume.
Ooh, I just heard giving your energy away.
Yeah, I assume we're talking like Duke
The
or
over the, yeah.
and yeah, it, oh my
Yeah, and
gosh,
those
how
don't take
cute.
your
I picked up a
energy.
little thing that looks like a heart.
Aw, I mean, you don't
Can't
even
fit. There we
use
go.
your energy on those.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you do. I mean, it's messages are just going through you. It's like you're just used
Yeah,
as a
you're the
conduit kind of
conduit for
thing.
the energy to move the tool.
So,
So
but I
I
the
think,
first thing I got was you're giving your energy away. So it, like you're saying,
yeah.
what are you doing? Yeah.
When I use tools like that, I tend to set intentions and clear my energy and call in the higher frequencies around me. I use a gatekeeper. That may not be a thing for everybody, but I just like to keep everything in a high vibration. So I have a gatekeeper that doesn't allow lower frequencies to run. So maybe if you haven't done that, that might be something to try and see if that maybe shifts it for you. Because somewhere, so we have these auric fields, right? And if we end up with, sometimes even pain will create like a hole in that auric field, and then you're just drained and you're tired, and it's because you're losing energy. It's like having a little pinhole in your
Yeah.
tire or a balloon or
Or a
something like that.
balloon, yeah.
Yeah, and it's so that's kind of the image I'm getting with why is my energy, why am I so tired or drained? There could be something. You're learning something for sure. Your higher
Yeah.
self doesn't allow these things to happen unless you're learning from them, which got you to ask us a question, which gets us to say something, and maybe there's other things you're learning around it as well that you might learn from this that will serve you even better going forward. So yeah, whenever you're doing anything where you're opening yourself up energetically, everything is energy and all the frequencies of energy exist. So where are you at when you're opening yourself up? Are you in a bad mood? And then you're like, I'm going to pull out my dowsing rods, and you're in this bad mood. You're
Yeah.
attracting frequencies that are in that same frequency. So that's why you want to just kind of clear your energy before using tools like that, or cards, or,
Yeah, good point.
tarot, oracle, pendulums, any of that kind of stuff, because you are out there in the ethers asking questions. So you're going to find a vibrational match to where you're at. Was that a.
Yeah, good point.
So, here's what we do. We just ask for your guides to come in and check your auric field, and if there's any areas where you're losing energy, to just fill that space in and see it sealed and feel filling up with whatever frequency you desire, of a higher frequency, and feeling good again. So it's pretty easy to flip it. If you're feeling tired, just work with your team, have them help you lift. First, you might need to understand it before it gets lifted. I think it's kind of like, like in sessions, we need to understand why it's there before, you want to clear it, because you might clear it and feel good for another day or two, and then bonk, you're back
Yeah,
into it
because you
again.
didn't get to
You need
the
to find out
source of it.
why, why that was a resonance to you to feel that depletion. What was the message in that? Ask that question and see if you can get some wisdom from it. So, all right.
Nice.
Thank Ask me anything. I'm half awake. What else? What else? No. Okay, Tiffany, what's next? If there's another jingle, I want you to sing it if you can, because that will make it my day brighter. She's not unmuting, so I think she's ignoring me.
She did the oh yeah.
I know she did get into character for that one. Yeah.
She might
So
have a kitty cat and a puppy dog demanding her
yeah.
attention and
Well, I did kind of do the glancy thing and saw somebody's asking, how do you call in a gatekeeper? So why Tiffany is
okay. Yeah.
wrestling with how to unmute. We're going to talk about how do you get a gatekeeper. You ask for one. So, when you're in your, you go into a meditation or prayer, or even just right now, you could ask for your highest and best good, bring in a gatekeeper. You can choose one. Dragons make great gatekeepers. I love the dragon gatekeepers. They breathe fire. They're cool. You can have an animal, a loved one, a saint, an angel, a star being that strikes your fancy. You got a lot of options of high frequency connections. You can call on other versions of yourself that have lived in higher frequencies that can connect with you and be your gatekeeper. So, you just ask for one to come in and be the gatekeeper. And I set the intention that all the frequencies when I'm working at that level are at least a fifth dimension and above. So, because fifth dimension is out of fear. We're no longer in a fear based in that frequency. So
Yeah, you don't want that coming
yeah, so I try to start there and higher anything up above that. So, but
We got enough of the fear stuff here.
we don't want that. Okay, do we have Tiffany back yet?
Yeah, sorry about that. My
Oh,
sound was messed up, sorry.
oh, okay. Don't miss out.
Who wears short shorts?
I wear short shorts. Isn't that a Nair commercial for hair
Yes.
removal? Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. How do we make that metaphysical?
Somebody did a good challenging one. Whoever did that is giggling their little fancy ass off. How do we make Nair hair removal
It's actually
spiritual?
the lines, the short shorts. So what is short shorts?
That's true. Who wears
Exposure?
short shorts? Yeah, you're being exposed. The people that wear short shorts are confident.
I was just thinking the same thing. You've got a
Yeah.
confidence if you wear those.
Yeah, feeling pretty confident about yourself in them short shorts. So, yeah. So, you're not going to see me in short shorts, but I could wear short shorts. Yeah.
I don't know if I could wear them comfortably.
Was metaphorical. Please don't put me in short shorts. Oh, someone said root chakra.
Was
Root
that?
chakra. The root chakra.
Oh,
Could
well,
be.
it is all
Yeah.
that area, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got a confident root chakra. So, good for you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're grounded.
At the end of this, we should try to bring them all together, right? Like,
My gosh.
constantly.
The
Oh my
title is The
goodness.
Metaphysics of Jingles. That'll be
That's right. This one will go down in history.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to stick with short shorts mean you're confident and feeling good about yourself, which is where we all need to be, right? That's what we're evolving
We
to.
like to be there.
Self-love, root chakra, grounded. Yeah. All the things. Okay, Tiffy, what's next?
Blessed, wondrous Tiffany had a dream where I was getting married. It was a unique engagement ring, but couldn't see the groom's face. Not dating, so what do we think it may mean?
Marriages can be new beginnings, partnerships coming the
Yeah, it can
way.
also be the relationship with yourself.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up. I want to know what the ring means. Not seeing the person's face. I remember looking things
That's what
like
made me
that
think it's maybe with yourself.
up. Yeah, sometimes that can also be like a guide or something. And okay, promise, eternal perspective, the ring of truth. Ooh, ring of truth. And then it says C circle. Okay.
And then marriage
Well, yeah, let's
or
do
wedding.
wedding.
There's a wedding,
Wedding. Let's see. It's a small book, so we'll find the word that best. If I can find it. Wedding, wedding. Wedding veil, wedding, see marriage. See, it's going to send me on a wild goose chase, but. And A uniting or bringing together of ideas, people, parts of aspects of self. There you go. To dream of marriage often represents a blending of the intellectual and intuitive or masculine and feminine parts of
Oh,
self.
nice. Okay.
The dream of marrying a former lover, that's not you. You didn't see their face. So, friends. Okay, so the rest of that doesn't go. So now let's go to circle. So this is about self probably coming full circle, you know.
Well, and that's what we do when we're learning about ourselves. That's what we do. We tend to do that full circle thing.
Yeah. Wholeness, completeness. Sorry. No beginning and no end, infinity. The circle may mean you have completed a cycle or have grown into a wholeness of the body, mind, and spirit. At present, as a merry-go-round, not a merry-go-round, you are getting into. Okay, so again, like that, no beginning, no end. Circle may mean you have completed a cycle. I'm hearing to show you the cover of the book. This is The Dream Book by Betty Bethards. It's just a tiny little thing, but it sure has a lot of information in it. So it's been a fun one for me for years.
Do you
So
like how she
yeah.
just has all those right within reach of her fingers? Just,
Right.
she had pendulums right there. She has a dream book right over there. She has soul speak right there.
I do. Everything has been right here, hasn't it? What else you guys got? Let's see if my little magic corner over here. You guys are probably right now going, okay, so the camera cuts me off here. And you can't, it's like, what the heck does it look like down there? I have a patch of space. So we're good.
Works.
We're good. I can find things usually. All right.
Fine.
So completeness of self. This is self-love. This is amazing. This is a great dream. You're really evolving and to me it's like your spiritual awakening is working. Good job. All right. Oh, great goddess of the sky, Tiffany. Oh yeah. I'll probably be doing that all night. Oh yeah. I'm gonna be the Kool-Aid man.
Do you want jingle or question?
Hmm.
Because we're getting time
I could.
wise, that's why.
Oh, let's do a jingle. I think we have time for a jingle, then another question.
Okay. Double the pleasure, double the fun.
That was
Double mint gum.
double, yeah,
It
that was a gum.
was going to be
Well, I
that or
love it.
Twix
Double the
candy bar.
pleasure, double the fun. I mean, that's back to the fun and the child again.
We do have a theme. It's like this inner child theme of get out and play, get into your inner child. And you know what? That's going to be amazing if you guys all go out and do that because that's how we manifest and create in that joy state,
Yes,
that childlike
absolutely. I
state.
love
Yeah. See, that one was easy.
Yes.
I got hiccups now, so let's see if I can get rid of them.
So you're having fun.
Okay, this is from Josephine. I have these tiny lights come in my room at night,
Oh.
like orb, but they hang by electricity, different to orbs. Some have light and some do not. What are these things? Are
They're
they for
cool. That's what they are.
Yes.
What's
They
the
probably
rest?
are orbs. I mean, those are elements. I mean, orbs are, they're beings. They're different things. And
Yeah,
so,
they're from the fairy realm.
and the fact that they're around electricity, I mean, because a lot of times, like the orbs, you'll see them really populous in areas where people are having a lot of fun. They're dancing, they're singing, they're in merriment, that kind of thing. And they'll just be so bouncing all over the place and right over them and everything. Electricity, it's some kind of a charge. I mean, I don't know if we've ever paid attention to things like that. Are they around? We're just looking at, we notice they're around a lot of people, when they're having fun.
I wonder if the electricity is how they're able to make themselves visible to us. Maybe they can use the current to, because they can
Maybe.
play with the stereos and different things and affect our signals. So I wonder if there's something about the frequency of the electricity so that they can.
I'm hearing belief. Do you have a belief around electricity? It's something about that. That's all. It's something about a belief. You know, they're going to work with our own beliefs.
So here's something that happened in the class yesterday. We were talking about deceased loved ones. Can't remember why we were talking about it. And all of a sudden my doorbell rings, all the dogs get up, run, run, run. And I have the Ring doorbell that will record when someone's at the door. There was nobody there. And so I was like, oh my gosh, your relative just rang my door. I was like,
Yeah, we'll
you
show
know, the
you how we
timing on it.
show up.
Yeah, so they use these things. They can use
And
it.
electricity is easy to use.
Yeah. Interesting. So I think that there is a connection there. I'm getting you know, that orbs to me usually come from fairy realm, could be fairies or sprites or different things like that. And I kind of feel like it's something to remind you of where you come from. Like they're saying hello and don't forget who you are.
Love
That's
it.
kind of the message I get with
That
that.
goes back to all the fun. Be have fun, have be
Yeah,
happy. All
it
the
does.
messages.
Yeah, fairies are very playful. So when you're hunting for your keys, just remember
What
that.
did
They
you
also
do
know how to make
with
them disappear and reappear. And it's like, I've already looked there six times. How are they there now? Yeah, crazy little fairies. We don't want to. I mean, we love the little fairies. I had one I used to call Henri because he would knock everything down. I would go reach for something and it would fall. And I'm like, what the heck? So,
I
all
have one
right.
in
Do
the
we?
form of a cat, a kitten. You know, Nala
Yes.
is a little ornery.
I bet she's chasing the fairies through your house. She's probably having a good
Probably.
old time.
She chases all kinds of things.
Yeah. We've got Galahad over here. You guys have seen him. He comes up and says hello.
He was behind you a little bit ago.
Okay, so he also apparently drug something up and left it on my floor. So, anyways.
It's not visible, though. No.
Yeah. Anyway. I think we have time for one more.
Think we do. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
How do we, quote unquote, manipulate energies to manifest our dream jobs or projects without controlling or forcing? I'm a little confused by the word manipulate. Thank you.
I know manipulate is kind of like
I think
it's
I
got a
got
lot of
over my,
negative connotations to it.
yeah, I think I kind of got over my negative connotation to the manipulate thing.
If you just
Because
use
in
the
my
word
mind, it's
use,
like when you're kneading dough and stuff like that, and you're shaping it, and
If
so
you say you're using it, you're
you
adjusting
can
it,
shape
whatever.
it. Yeah.
Needing it, maybe it's like you're saying, I'm needing the energy. It's just that's the word manipulate actually means working with.
Yes,
So,
changing structures and
So if you want to exchange, put other words in there, that's fine. If that helps you with that, because manipulate has a bad rap, you know, for as.
yeah, because you're manipulating me, you're tricking me. Yeah, and you know, because I don't go in that frequency. I mean, I did. I used to hate that word too, and now it doesn't mean anything to me. It's like that's what I'm doing. I'm reshaping it. I'm changing it, which is manipulating that its structure into something I like better.
As far as how you do it, I mean, see, you just know it's there and you're utilizing it.
Yeah.
To this is what I want. You utilize it to your because way you manifest is by imagining whatever it is you want. You imagine it already completed, and but you do it. I mean, because that's we all know that part. That's what everybody we imagine it already completed. You know, it's already envisioned that. But there's more to it than that. You've got to picture it. You've got to smell it. You've got to feel it. You put yourself in that scene. In that place where it's already done, and you feel all the emotions of what it's like to be that person with that, to be in that situation. You're feeling all the feels. See, that's using the energy. See, that's how you're using that energy to feel that way, to imagine that. And then by doing that, see, now you're attracting that energy to you. Like we were saying earlier, whatever state you're in, that's what you're attracting to you.
Yeah,
So when
that's
you're
the vibe.
utilizing the energy to create whatever it is, you're just like, this is what I want, and I can feel it. I mean, you feel it, actually feel it. Rub your hands, if it's a physical thing, rub your hands on it, this is what it's like. I know it's in my world, but you also look at you. This was a big part of when, one of the parts I was learning is like, what are you like? Because you're
In
probably
that
different
space,
than you
yeah.
are now. What is the person that has that? What is that? What are they like? And so
Exactly.
you feel that. And I remember that one time it was like the confidence that that person had was so great. It was so wonderful. I love that feeling. You just know everything's okay. You just know, things like that. And then when you come back to your present, you're bringing all of that feel stuff with you. And so that you know it has to happen. See, because you've got it there. And then you go back and visit it anytime you want. You just go back to the feels part or just whatever makes you be back in that and everything. But just know, because I can imagine it, then that means it can happen. And oh, I love
I
it.
spoke of him in his childlike wonderment right here. You bring me toys.
Exactly. So see, that's how you use that energy. That's how you utilize. Let's just call it utilize. You're reshaping it. You're shaping it into what you want.
There's a good word in the chat of molding it. You're molding it, shaping it, all the things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
But you
let's.
got to have the feels. You got to put the emotions in it. Do all the senses. That's what makes
And
it happen.
when some of the things like it, let's say it's a house, one of the things that's kind of fun to do is what does it feel like to touch the doorknob as you twist it and turn it and walk inside? What's the temperature of the house when you get in there? What's if you're breathing in, what is that like? All the senses, get them in there. If you're barefoot on the floor, is it hardwood? Is it carpet? What does that feel like?
Yeah, exactly.
Just
All
do your
the senses.
daily kind of things, just the simple things, and
What's it
that
like to brush
will,
your teeth in the bathroom in that house, and or when you go to bed in that house, what's it like? You've got your eyes closed, whatever. You wake up in the morning, what do you see around you? Really experience it. You're creating it when you do that.
exactly.
And then it has to happen because you have done that. And like I said, you can visit it every so often, but then you just know it's going to be there, and that's that confidence that happens in there. Oh, I felt it. I know it's there because it
Yeah.
has to happen. Then you
Well,
let go of it. You're not like, I need it.
you're
I
creating the
want it.
reality. Yeah, if you get into that neediness or the wanting, then that's a different vibration, and the
Completely.
universe complies and says, "Okay, you're going to want it then.
Yeah,
We'll
we'll
leave
just
you
keep
in the
you there.
wanting and the needing." So, yeah, it's the having it, enjoying it, just seeing yourself. One of the things I do with that too, and just invite this idea if it fits, is this or something better.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
we just currently went through that, where it's like this or something better. And when this didn't work, it's like, oh, then I get something better. And it kind of, there's going to be a little disappointment with, okay, yeah, that didn't work. Oh, wait, but that must mean there's something better. So, it's an interesting world we live in, and we're creating and learning, and we are in this heightened level of manifesting. So more and more and quicker and quicker,
And just
and
know this
just
is your true being. This is who you really are. And this is one of the biggest reasons we are here, is to learn how to do this. So, actually, that's not even learning. Boy, they just corrected me so quick. It's remembering how to do it. And so, but we wanted to remember how to do it in this plane. We can do it already. I mean, that's why it's remembering. But it's here on Earth, where we believe we have limitations and all these different restrictions and things like that. Doing it here, see, we're doing things that great big powerful beings can do. These are manifestors.
I'm pretty sure your mom said this is a very advanced school. Like, we had to go to all of these other planets and live all these other lives, and then, come into, okay, you're going to forget who you are. You're going to go into duality. You're going to experience low frequencies, high frequencies, and you got to go figure out and remember who you are. Go.
Exactly.
And then you're
Exactly.
like,
Have fun.
yeah, that sounds challenging. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So do it with fun. Just know that's why you're here and you're just remembering. And keep that about it, and that'll keep the fun and do all the jingles with it, keep the fun and stay with that childlike. We got our 2-minute warning, I think.
We
So we
did,
need to go
yeah.
ahead. Yeah. Yeah.
Wrap it
So,
up, ladies.
yeah, absolutely. Anyway, thank you everybody for being here. If you want to know anything about QHHT, everything about QHHT, being a practitioner, learning the course, getting a session, knowing about our retreats when we announce them, they will be announced very soon. And we may even have a whole year's worth, whole year cycle of, this year and next year when we actually do it, because we're doing so much at looking at things. So, would that be cool?
Right. That's going to
Anyway,
be
go to
fun.
QHHTofficial.com. And if you want to find Tracy, if you want to have a session with Tracy, where would you?
QHHTofficial.com.
Oh my goodness, imagine that. If you would
Find a
like a discount on the
practitioner.
level one course, Tracy, what do they do?
Put in the magic is real, all one word, to get your discount. The magic is real. And
And then she lifted the Soul Speak book up there a while ago. If you want to understand the language of your body, there's Soul Speak, the book, and I also have an online course, and I'll put the link below this video. So, yes. Anyway, and Tiffany, where can people find you?
on the couch at home.
I thought she was going to say running for the hills. Oh, yeah. Okay, guys. Thank you all so much,
Yes.
and we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Love you. Bye.
Bye.